The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the Seahawkers podcast from the Podium Game Day Edition. I'm Brandon Schultz. If this is your first time tuning into a game day episode, we'd like to go back throughout the week and pick out some of the quotes that we heard from players and coaches on the podium. And we usually end with injury updates, but to begin this pregame episode, let's hear from head coach Pete Carroll provide an update on two members of the secondary engaged in long-term recovery, starting with safety Jamal Adams.
The surgery went well, and he's resting at home, going to be there for a while to begin his rehab. But everybody sounds pleased that it worked out okay.
Next up is an update on second-year cornerback Trey Brown.
He's still working. He's here working out every day trying to get right. He's not close right now. You know, he's not running full speed yet. So he's working out and doing a lot of strength work and all the stuff with the trainers and all that, but he's not ready yet.
And although he is healthy, one of the other Seahawks from Brown's class is seeing the field only slightly more than Brown right now. I, of course, am referring to wide receiver Dee Eskridge.
It's just taking time. It's just taking time to get him comfortable where he's really consistent with his stuff. He's got to learn, you know, our stuff. And he's getting there. He's working hard at it. He's just missed so much time. He's still in a rookie process to me. You know, and I hate to put him into a rookie year again, but I see it that way. It's going to take him some time, and we want him playing. We want him out there. He's got talent that we need to utilize. He's a case of a guy when I don't want to do too much too early and get him screwed up. And so we're just trying to bring him along. And he's ready to, he's dying to play more.
Another player who appears to be in a bit of a slump at the moment is pass rusher Daryl Taylor.
He's learning. I think we're adjusting, you know, in this early part of the season, we're trying to figure out how best to use our guys and, you know, proportionally rushing versus playing on early downs and stuff like that. So we're working at that. He can do everything, you know, and we particularly like him as a rusher coming off the edge because of his speed and all that. So, we're learning. He's learning. We're learning.
Let's hear now from Seahawks defensive coordinator Clint Hurt, who also spoke about Taylor.
I address that stuff accountability wise with him privately. What I'll say is obviously there's things he wants to play better. We have to continue to coach him better and clean up some details for him. But obviously we expect great things out of him collectively as a group. And there's plays that he's made, but we need the consistency to be right.
And as we look ahead to today's Falcons game, here were Coach Hurt's comments on Atlanta's offense.
You got another really good, you know, running quarterback, you know, and all the zone read options and schemes and things like that they have. And Patterson is a hell of a player. He's explosive, fast, runs really, really hard. So he has kind of rejuvenated himself. He's one of the greatest returners of all time. But him in the backfield has been pretty dangerous. You know, Kyle Pitts, they have some weapons on the perimeter, things like that. So they do a nice job offensively. They've had the opportunity to win both their first two games. So have a lot of respect for them.
One key for the Seahawks today will be stopping the Falcons' run game, according to Coach Carroll.
Yeah, we certainly have to attend to that. They've looked really good. The running backs have looked good. The quarterback has been a big factor already. You know, they've really transitioned quickly to Marcus being in there and shifted the emphasis where he's a big part of the run game too. He's averaging almost 5 yards a carry, you know, so that's always a difficult deal, you know, for us. You know, it always is because they run option football. So we got to take care of that.
Quarterback Marcus Mariota figures to be a part of the Falcons' plan on the ground.
I've always liked him. I've always liked his athleticism and his running ability, and he's always been able to do a little bit of everything well. You know, he's been able to throw the ball too. He kind of got mired in a backup role. He looks like a starter to me. You know, he's back at it and he's doing great. What you see is he's still a real threat to run the football. He's really fast and he plays fast and he's got a good attitude about it. He's aggressive with the way he takes off and runs. And you know, it's they get vulnerable there, but still he is he's making the most of his opportunities. I think this the way that they have shown it in the first couple of weeks, it really plays to his strengths. That's why I say that coach has done a nice job of transitioning, you know, from a totally different makeup of a quarterback, and right immediately it showed up that they were able to take advantage of what Marcus can do.
Cordarrelle Patterson, of course, will be a focal point for the Falcons in the running game.
He's been a remarkable player always, but it has been, it's been a process for people to figure out where the best place to put him is, you know, because he's been a receiver that never really got over the hump there, and he's always been a phenomenal returner and as good as you could get. But he seems to be settling in at the running back spot. He looks different than the running backs that you've seen. He won't look the same. The numbers are so different and all that, but he's really tall and he's really fast, but he's taken to it. And they're off to a good start with him. They have a nice mix with their runners.
Through the air, Carroll expects tight end Kyle Pitts to be a factor.
They're lining him up outside and throwing go balls to him, you know, so that's a big statement in itself. And he's a guy that you can tell they really like, and they're looking for ways to get him the football. It hasn't turned out maybe as productively yet, but it's coming because he's a really talented kid. He looks like a wide receiver playing.
The Seahawks, meanwhile, need to get their running game going, says Pete.
Well, the 49ers had a lot to do with it last week. They did a terrific job on us, and we weren't able to get the kind of spacing that we were used to, you know, that we were counting on. So we have to be better at the line of scrimmage. We got to be stouter. We got to make sure that we don't get penetration and they get the negative plays and the plays that, you know, that keep you from feeling good about the running game.
And now we hear from offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, who spoke about how the team plans to split snaps between running backs Rashad Penny and rookie Ken Walker.
Yeah, I think both of those guys have such a tremendous talent and skill set. You know, both guys may be a little bit different here as we get to learn the guys, but they're both fast and explosive, and they can do a lot of the same things, just maybe presented in a little different way. And so, you know, the balance is just going to come throughout the course of games, throughout the flow of the games. Ken did a good job battling back from some injuries there from his deal early on 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. So he worked himself right back into there. So, again, comes back to the point of getting some more plays run, getting more runs off, and like to get both of those guys involved. And there'll always be the element of one guy's playing well or, you know, feeling out how the course of the game is going. So I don't think it's an exact scripted amount of this guy's going to get exactly this, this is exactly that. It's just within the flow of the game, you know, how are those guys doing, knowing that we want to get both guys involved.
Let's wrap up with the Wednesday and Thursday pressers with comments from a few players, starting with safety Josh Jones, who spoke about the Seahawks' struggles in run defense.
Absolutely. I mean, outside of, you know, if you take, you know, a couple plays out, maybe one or two, obviously, you know, the average, you know, isn't that great. So obviously, on paper, it looks maybe deceiving. We just got to, you know, clean a couple fits up. And obviously, you know, we have to tackle better, you know, myself included, just all across the board. We just have to tackle better. And a lot of that can be completely avoided.
On the offensive side of the ball, here's what quarterback Geno Smith had to say about what needs to change offensively for the Seahawks.
We need to score. We need to score, keep drives alive, get more plays, more opportunities, and just finish drives for the most part.
Next up, wide receiver DK Metcalf's thoughts on the Falcons' defense.
Well, I know they have, a pretty good, strong O-line, and their back end is, pretty savvy. I know A.J. Terrell is a good corner. Their linebackers, I know they had Deion Jones last year. He's gone, so replaced him with Rashawn Evans from the Titans. I know he's a downhill striker, as a linebacker. So they have some good key components on their defense. They like to play together on the back end and, you know, throw a lot of different looks at you to try to confuse the offense. So, you know, we'll see how we take that, during the week.
Let's end these pressers on a good note with cornerback Tariq Woolen's comments on whether or not he's a good fit with the defensive field goal unit.
Oh, yeah. Just because that's a whole timing thing, and me having speed and length, it just helped out a lot. And at practice, whenever we did go over field goal block, I'll find myself, you know, being close and close whenever we would practice it. And with JC being out, with Justin Coleman being out, it was just a chance for me to, you know, go out there and fill his spot. And shoot, I just ended up with a blocked field goal.
Almost get one earlier in the game?
Oh, yeah. I was close a couple times. And I was actually coming from the left side. and I'm right hand dominant. So whenever I dive out, my right hand was always going out. So whenever I went to the other side and I dove out, my right hand was the ball that actually got the ball.
Finally, let's close things out with Coach Carroll's Friday injury updates, starting with cornerback Justin Coleman.
He's really getting close, but that's why he's still doubtful right now. It'd be hard for him to play this week.
Next up, safety Quandre Diggs.
He practiced today. He got through today. So he looked good. He looks good to play.
Lastly, here's the news about left guard Damian Lewis.
He was uncomfortable over the weekend, coming out of the weekend, and we weren't sure, but he bounced right back. Yesterday he got some work in, today he did all the stuff, and I don't think it's bothering him at all. I think he's ready to go.
And center Austin Blythe.
Shoulder just got sore, and so we backed him off. He made it through today, and it looks like he's ready to go.
Looking at the Seahawks injury report, Quandre Diggs is questionable with a knee injury. Coleman, with a calf injury, and Joey Blunt, with a hamstring issue, remain doubtful for today's game. And the Seahawks do have one player out. It is defensive lineman Shelby Harris, who is out due to both a personal matter and a glute injury. So we're going to be seeing Miles Adams taking Harris's place in this game. Looking forward to that. The Falcons, they have one player out, guard Elijah Wilkinson, who's going to miss the game due to a personal issue. That's it for today's show. Thanks to Wilson Kahn for helping to produce this episode. Follow him out on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, C-O-N-N. Follow me out on Twitter at SeahawkersPod. And if you are following me out on Twitter, you will see a post as we prepare to go live. Adam is not working this weekend, so he is set to join me after the game so we can recap this game against the Atlanta Falcons. So join us live. We will be up on YouTube, youtube.com/Seahawkers Podcast. Go ahead and subscribe to the channel and hit the notification bell. So that way you can also get notifications on when we go live. If you're not following out on Twitter, for example, looking forward to seeing everyone there after the game. And until then, go Hawks.